As the East Coast-West Coast rivalry came to a head in 1995, a duo from Atlanta named Outkast managed to win Best New Rap Group at the Source Awards. While the New York heavy crowd booed, Andre 3000 grabbed the award and took the audience to task.
But it's like this, though. I'm tired of folks, you know what I'm saying? Them closed-minded folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like we got a demo tape and don't nobody want to hear, but it's like this, the South got something to say. That's all I got to say.
Hip-hop made its way into Atlanta before then, with artists like Kilo Ali, MC Shy-D, and Raheem the Dream producing their own take on popular Miami bass music. And Arrested Development even won two Grammys in 1993 for their song, Tennessee. But it was Outkast's album, Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music, that brought the ATL-ian funk into the picture. Atlanta's sound was in direct contrast with the gangster rap of the day, pioneered by the West Coast Tupac and the East Coast Notorious B.I.G. After both stars were murdered within the next few years, it was time for the new sound of the city nicknamed the Dirty South to step up. It's Outkast, but the books are what you do, so now you know, let's go. Atlanta found its footing over the next few years when record labels like LaFace and So-So Def perfected the success of funky, soulful hip-hop like Outkast and Goody Mob. Mixing in elements of hip-hop, R&B, and pop, the Atlanta sound of the 90s began to dominate popular radio stations around the country, thanks to artists like TLC, Usher, and Ciara. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys kicked off the early 2000s by making the entire nation dance to Atlanta's music. They accomplished that thanks to a style called crunk, which features up-tempo, bass-heavy music with party-focused lyrics. This marked the beginning of commercial success of Southern hip-hop becoming accepted into popular culture. A prime example of that acceptance is the song Yeah, performed by Usher, Ludacris, and Lil Jon. Not only did it win a Grammy for Best Collaboration, but it made it to the top of the charts in 14 different countries, including ranking number 2 on Billboard's Hot 100 Decade chart. By the late 2000s, even the New York Times noted Atlanta had shifted from the margins to becoming hip-hop's center of gravity, thanks to a crop of homegrown artists like Gucci Mane, whose songs kicked off a new era of rappers bragging about their wealth. With the rise of social media, Atlanta hip-hop was ripe to spread farther, faster, and stronger than ever before. Soulja Boy had the entire country trying to crank that in 2007 with a song and dance that's been viewed a quarter of a billion, with a B, times on YouTube. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman? That's thanks in part to a strategy of uploading his own music to new sites with the files intentionally mislabeled as Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, and even Beethoven. You'd be hard-pressed to find a popular song that hasn't been performed or produced by an Atlanta artist, though this year's top hit is done by Brooklyn's Designer. With lyrics, sound, and a cadence that blatantly imitates one of Atlanta's superstar performers, Future. Designer, by the way, has never even set foot in the state. Panda, panda, panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Just the lean, the family. Credit cards in the scammers. So with a New York artist copying Atlanta style, we've come full circle from that night in 1995. Atlanta's journey from a city of silence to hip-hop heaven didn't happen overnight, but it also shows no sign of slowing down. Radio stations across the country give love to the city, and every day it seems like a new artist is elevated to a household name, whether it's the whip and nay-nay of Silento or the sounds of Gwinnett County trio Migos. As long as there are people listening, the South continues to have something to say. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in...